The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that race may be one of many factors in college admissions, but many selective state institutions have turned to so-called race-neutral policies to deal with the growing unease over racial preferences. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reports college officials have realized race can never be entirely off the table.
If you grew up poor and didn't speak English as a child, or if you grew up with only one parent and you're the first one in your family to even have a shot at college, many selective colleges will give you a second look these days. And if you went to a tough, poor-performing inner-city high school but finished at the top of your graduating class, you just don't get a second look. In Texas, Florida, and California, you get an automatic free pass to college. Sue Wilbur, head of undergraduate admissions at the University of California, says these are not proxies for race. They're part of a larger policy to keep the University of California campuses as diverse as possible without looking at race, because affirmative action was banned 6 years ago.
Our focus in California has been primarily on students who are in what we call the low-performing high schools. And it is true that large numbers of Latino and African-American students are in the low-performing schools. So we look at much more than the grade point average and the test scores.
This leeway in admissions policies is precisely what the U.S. Supreme Court reaffirmed yesterday. The court struck down the University of Michigan's policy of awarding extra points to undergraduate applicants for being Black, Latino, or Native American, but it upheld the use of race as one of several factors in creating a diverse student body in the university's law school. Sheldon Steinbach, general counsel for the American Council on Education, says in both cases, the court reaffirmed the right of institutions to continue to say openly that they consider race, ethnicity, and background just as important as test scores and grade point averages. In other words, says Steinbach, not much is going to change as a result of the court's ruling.
Institutions that have been utilizing and looking at race-neutral policies will continue to do so. Most schools in the last decade have read the handwriting on the wall and have moved towards granting individual review of all applications to their schools.
At the University of California, the admissions policy these days is known as the Comprehensive Review, a policy that focuses on academic credentials but gives admissions officials and even college deans greater discretion in selecting students. Is it enough? No, says Wilbur.
However, when we are selecting students, we are looking for students who have demonstrated they can be academically successful. And our selection policies are designed to identify students who have the potential to graduate from the university.
Today, Black and Latino undergraduate enrollment throughout the University of California system is up. But at UCLA and UC Berkeley, the system's two most selective schools, the overall numbers are down, especially in the graduate schools. The same is true in Texas, where Black enrollment at the University of Texas fell and never recovered after a federal court banned affirmative action in 1996. The number of Blacks admitted to the University of Texas Law School fell by more than half and dropped 17% in the undergraduate program. Still, there has been a modest increase in Black enrollment at second-tier public institutions in Texas. If racial and ethnic diversity at selective colleges has suffered, Leon Botstein, president of Bard College, a small private school in upstate New York, says higher education has no one to blame but itself. The University of Michigan had no business awarding points for race, says Botstein, which is what the U.S. Supreme Court said yesterday. Race, on the other hand, says Botstein, cannot be entirely off the table.
Is that we need to be more representative of the diversity of our nation, and therefore I'm taking this kid because we don't have enough African Americans in the student body. Perfectly reasonable argument, but you have to choose the right African American.
Botstein says the qualities that make an applicant deserving of admission to a selective school cannot be reduced to a test score.
What are you really asking when you want to admit somebody? Motivation and hard work. Those are the two most important criteria for success, either as a professional or as an undergraduate student. And that assessment is on a case-by-case basis.
That's what Botstein says colleges are going to have to do more of, look at individuals. And the U.S. Supreme Court has left more than enough room for race to be considered in every case that admissions officers look at. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Washington.